This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help support gastric health and offer digestive support: GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for downloading these podcasts. We've reached a milestone of 7 million downloads. Hooray! Wow! Thank you for listening. And if you'd like to send us an email or me an email with a topic of interest, a question pertaining to health, nutrition, wellness, send it to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Now, you've heard me talk about toxins in the environment, obesogens, how many of these toxins are like obesogens. They can keep us sick and fat. Or, as you know, the title of Suzanne Summers' book that came out a few years ago, Toxic, playing on the words toxic and being sick. Great book, by the way. Should pick it up. Let's talk about toxins in the environment, their impact on us, and how to avoid them. Here are for you 5 tips. And this is coming from an article out of Medscape. Leonardo Trasande, MD. As a medical student in the late 90s, I learned about the effects of childhood lead exposure on the developing brain and of air pollution in children with asthma. Environmental health questions have not yet found their way into the medical board exams. Yet a large body of literature tells us that the endocrine system is exquisitely vulnerable to the effects of synthetic chemicals commonly used in furniture, agriculture, cookware, food packaging materials, cosmetics, and personal care products. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about gender benders. These are endocrine disruptors. They mess with your sex hormones. They mess with your testosterone, your estrogen, your progesterone, all of that. These are estrogen mimics in the environment. These are gender benders. Scientific statements from the Endocrine Society, American Academy of Pediatrics, International Federation of Gynecology and Obstetrics, and the World Health Organization and United Nations Environment Program describe the role that these preventable exposures have in a variety of chronic conditions, such as cognitive deficits and developmental disabilities, obesity, diabetes, endometriosis, fibroids. Are you listening, ladies? Let me go through these again. Describe the role that these preventable exposures to these toxins have in a variety of chronic conditions, such as, everybody listen, cognitive deficits, developmental disabilities, obesity, diabetes, endometriosis, fibroids, infertility. I'm seeing more and more infertility in practice. birth defects, prematurity, and even cardiovascular disease. Dr. Trasande goes on to say, I remember being taught the adage that only the dose makes the poison, which is akin to the notion that we should consume everything in moderation. The Paracelsian paradigm stood for 500 years, even though hundreds of studies suggest that timing and other coexisting exposures, genetics, and many other factors can produce serious health consequences at the lowest levels of exposure. They can. Think about the exposure to you, an adult body weighing over 100 pounds, and think about the exposure to a baby, right? That's what we're talking about. So as clinicians, we might react with a sense of powerlessness because we have no medication or treatment to counteract past exposures, as we do with lead poisoning. What would we do with lead poisoning? It would be chelation. There is much opportunity for prevention, however, especially because many of these exposures have been proven to dissipate within 1 to 3 days if certain measures are taken. There are safe and simple steps to help avoid exposure to endocrine disrupting chemicals. And in the context of the busy and ever shortening visit to your doctor, the following tips shouldn't take more than a couple of minutes to discuss. This is what we should be discussing with our patients. Number one, mind your cookware. Nonstick pans contain perfluoroalkyl substances, best known as PFAS. Get rid of those Teflon pans. Patients may have heard of the movie Dark Waters, which documents the consequences of industrial water contamination with PFAS. These chemicals have been shown to slow metabolic rate and promote the return of weight after a successful dietary intervention, after a successful weight loss diet. Cast iron and stainless steel cookware are good alternatives. That's number one. Number two, open your windows and use a wet mop. Flame retardants and other persistent organic pollutants used in electronics and other products accumulate in household dust and can impair thyroid function. Using a wet mop will help to better rid the house of these pollutants. Patients should also be on the lookout when buying new furniture. A California law now requires disclosure when flame retardants are added to upholstery. California law has disclosure everywhere on a whole lot of things. Number three, eat organic. Organophosphate pesticides are well-known thyroid disruptors. Another reason to eat organic. You know, maybe that's why we're seeing more and more thyroid dysfunction. I know I'm seeing it more in my practice. And a good way to help out your thyroid is to eat organic, because organophosphate pesticides are well-known thyroid disruptors, and multiple studies have shown their effects on cognitive potential. Some studies have suggested associations with an increased risk for cancer. Yes. Eating organic has become much less expensive because of growing market share, such that the big box stores are displaying organic and conventional products side by side with competitive pricing. You want to focus on prioritizing organic leafy greens and vegetables where pesticides are more likely to be ingested, and place foods like avocados, which have a protective outer rind, further down the list. If you're interested on the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, for example, head over to Environmental Working Group's website. That is EWG.org. Environmental Working Group's website, EWG.org, for the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. The Dirty Dozen will tell you what to avoid, and the Clean 15 will tell you what you can buy commercially, such as the avocado, because of that outer rind. Number four, avoid canned food. Bisphenols are estrogenic. They antagonize adiponectin and make fat cells larger. They make fat cells larger. Oh my. Studies suggest that stopping canned food consumption can decrease bisphenol levels in urine as much as 90% or more. Where is the bisphenol, you're asking? It's in that plastic liner within the can, within the tin. BPA-free cans are misleading in many cases because there are 40 or so replacement bisphenols. What little we know about one BPS suggests similar estrogenicity and toxicity to embryos, as well as persistence in the environment. A doubling of type 2 diabetes was also observed among adults with higher levels of bisphenols in their urine. Keep that in mind. Avoid canned foods. In fact, there is one brand of canned food that I know of that I am aware that to this day, they're not using BPA as their liner in their cans, but they're using resin, which is naturally found. It's like a tree resin that will kind of disintegrate, I believe. And it's Eden Foods. Eden Foods cans don't have BPA. Hopefully they won't change their formulation anytime soon. And if any of you listeners notice that they have, let me know. Shoot me an email. You know, from time to time, I go to the grocery store and I spend a lot of time looking at things and reading labels to the point where the people who work there are probably wondering, what's this lady doing for so long? Is she shoplifting? Mm. Moving on. Number five, don't microwave or machine wash plastics. That's true. That's true. Hey, you will even find if you use a soda stream, if you make your own soda and seltzer at home, those plastic bottles for the soda stream that you're using, they're not meant to be washed in hot water, and they're never meant to be put in your dishwasher. Please read the fine print on those. Do not microwave or machine wash plastics. Phthalates, commonly found in food packaging, can negatively influence lipid and carbohydrate metabolism, with exposure linked to increased weight gain over multiple years. The microwave safe label was intended for gross misshaping or warping, not for your health, but for the health of that container, so it doesn't get grossly misshapen or warped. So that's what microwave safe means. It doesn't have anything to do with your health. It has to do with its impact on that plastic item. The reality is that the polymers break down at the microscopic level and get into food. And the non-covalently bound additives are mostly not tested. So this doctor goes on to say, I've learned the hard way that giving too many suggestions can overwhelm patients, even those with the best intentions. My advice is to prioritize the first two tips. Write them down and follow up at each visit to see how families are doing. And perhaps you and your loved ones will see the benefits at home too. So remember, mind your cookware, get rid of the Teflon. Use stainless steel, use cast iron. I use stainless steel all the time. Open your windows and use a wet mop. Persistent organic pollutants, flame retardants, they live in our dust. We all have dust, there's no way around it. And that can impair thyroid function. Use a wet mop to better rid the house of those pollutants. Eat organic. You want to get away from organophosphate pesticides because they can also disrupt your thyroid. And they can affect your cognitive function. There is an increased risk for cancer. Eat as much organic as possible. And if you need to choose between organic and non-organic foods, head over to EWG.org to choose from the Clean 15 that you can buy conventionally because they're cleaner. Those conventional produce are cleaner, but avoid the Dirty Dozen. The Dirty Dozen, you want to buy organic. Avoid canned foods because of the bisphenols. And don't microwave plastics. The dioxins that are present when you microwave plastics, never do so. In fact, try to get away from plastics altogether. Use Pyrex. Use glassware. Try to use that as often as you can. Yeah, many of them will have the plastic lids, but say when you're using a microwave to warm up, say your lunch at work or at home, you've got the benefit of that glassware, which is microwave safe, that you would use in there. You remove the plastic lid. That's what you would do. There are easy ways to do all of that. Besides using, you know, Pyrex products, anchor hocking, glassware, right? Using stainless steel cookware. These are the best things to use. Also, you know, do an inventory check of all of your pots and pans. Make sure they're not covered in the non-stick Teflon. You don't want to use that stuff. And you know when that Teflon becomes even more dangerous? It's when it starts to wear away. There are better, greener non-stick products. I've got a green pan that I've been using. It's got a white coating on it. It's no perfluoroalkyls. There's nothing there. It's not a Teflon product. I remember a green pan I bought many years ago that only lasted for about 6 months. But be aware that when you use them, you don't want to use a metal spatula or a metal cooking implement, you know, a utensil like a stirring spoon. You don't want it to be metal. And you know what? When you're using an aluminum pot, you don't want to use a metal spoon to stir around your sauce in because you're getting tiny shards of aluminum in there. Don't do that. Opt for stainless steel. Use a wooden cooking spoon. That's one of the best things you could do when you're stirring, say, a pot of tomato sauce or a pot of soup. This is what I do. I will use a stainless steel pot, and I have a bunch of wooden spoons. I really am not even into the silicone thing because, oh, I don't know, maybe a lack of trust because it's more plastic or rubber products and things like that. And I'm just sticking with the stainless steel, the glass, the Pyrex, the wooden spoons. And that's typically the way I go for the most part. Don't put your plastics in the dishwasher either. The hot water you're using in there is releasing the dioxin. It's the same as when you put your food in the microwave. Your hot water in the dishwasher is quite hot. and you're not meant to be using very hot water in the sink with those plastics either, your Tupperware, your Rubbermaid products, any of those. Might be best to dispense with all of them. And certainly, and you've heard me say many times before, stop using plastic water bottles. Don't buy your water in a plastic bottle. Invest in a stainless steel or a glass bottle. And those glass bottles come with pretty rubber covers so that the glass won't break in your backpack or your briefcase or your tote. And you could carry your water around. And what better than your filtered water at home? Because you know when you're changing your filtration system, you know how good your water filtration is, and you know where your water is coming from. You're sourcing it well. These are all important ways to keep yourself safe. With regard to your personal grooming products, go to safecosmetics.org. If you're already going to Environmental Working Group's website, they will link to safecosmetics.org. It might be safecosmetics.com, but I believe it's safecosmetics.org. They do a rating on various manufacturers of your sunscreens, your moisturizers, your shampoos, conditioners, even some makeup and things like that. Did you know lipstick is a major source of lead? Ladies, listen up. Go there. Source your personal grooming products well. These are the ways to keep yourself well. These are the ways to keep your thyroid well, to prevent any gender benders from being consumed, to keep yourself away, pardon me, from these endocrine disruptors. The best thing is prevention, right? Use a wet mop in your house. Use a good HEPA filtration system in your HVAC systems, right? Make sure to clean them out from time to time, at least every 6 months, maybe even more often. Go back to your manual on your HVAC systems. Make sure if you have wall or window air conditioners that you're cleaning those filters regularly. Heck, even when you're dusting your own house, wear a dust mask. There's no harm. Wear a dust mask so you're not ingesting all of those pollutants, because those flame retardants, the off-gassing from your furniture, your upholstery, especially Scotch-guarded upholstery, the stain-resistant upholstery, the outgassing from your rugs, from your flooring, from the furniture that you put together, the particle board, the MDF, the wood, all of that, the treated lumber, you want to protect yourself from all that. And good ventilation. Open those windows, especially during nice weather. Open those windows. You don't want a sick building syndrome. Even new construction where the building is highly efficient, right? Because you want to save on those utility bills, you need a good air exchange system. So a good air exchange system, opening those windows, this is all important so that we're cleaning, so that we're breathing clean, fresh air. Keep all of these in mind for keeping yourself well. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country.
please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.